You're listening to the Secrets of Dental Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Richard Jacobs. We're going to be discussing how to grow your dental practice, no matter how fierce your local competition is. If you want to get more referrals from past patients, attract new patients, and grow your dental practice, then tune in now. Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with the Secrets of Dental Marketing Podcast. Today I want to talk to you about how to overcome price resistance to your treatments and your fees. Now, this topic goes deep. There's a lot to talk about. I'm going to give you an overview today. I'm going to give you three big things you can do to help you overcome price resistance. So it all comes down to perception. And there's several tools that we can help you create or that you can create to help people's perception of you. One of them is your website. Does your website look outdated? You know, this may be obvious to you, but does it look high-end? Does it look beautiful? Does it have before and after photos and good graphics and good fonts? Does it look like Amazon.com or does it look like a shoddy website that you haven't updated in 5 or 6 years? Well, this is super important because if your website doesn't look good, if it doesn't represent you well, if it doesn't look professional and beautiful and enticing and have good information, it's going to turn away a lot of patients. And you won't even know that they've been turned away. You just won't get much traffic or you just won't get much calls from your website. So it's super important to have a good-looking website. And today, in the days of mobile, I've watched mobile go from 15% of all traffic to 30 to 50 to this year, over 70% of all traffic is now mobile. So does your website look good on mobile devices? Does it render well? Does it have tiny text? Can people touch the phone number that appears on your site? Does it appear on every page? Can people touch it and have it load into your dial screen so they can call you without any friction? These are super important things to be aware of. It's not good enough now to look at a website on your laptop or desktop. You want to look at it on mobile first, on Android and iPhone, the two top platforms. If it doesn't render well there, if it doesn't look beautiful and easy to navigate, if people can't call you easily, make an appointment, you're shooting yourself in the foot. So a very, very big, important thing to do. Next, how is your phone answered? Does your front desk staff just say, you know, Dr. So-and-so's office, and then wait for the person to speak? When someone calls and talks to them about a condition they have, you know, a pain in their tooth, a cracked crown, a bridge that's coming apart, a filling that fell out, etc., do they show sympathy? Do they ask details of the problem in the case, or do they just say, well, go on to our website and schedule, or okay, if you want to schedule an appointment, let me know. Or we're scheduling appointments for 2 weeks out. This ignores the person's problem that's calling. This doesn't generate any empathy, doesn't generate any rapport. And the only kind of responses you're going to get, if people give you positive responses to an unfriendly and unwelcoming front desk staff, is either no, goodbye, I'll call someone else, or they'll make an appointment. And you may get a lot of appointments, but you're going to have price resistance problems. Now compare this to having front desk staff that has a nice script that builds rapport, asks them what the problem is, and says something like this. You know, I'm sorry, Mr. Jones, that your filling fell out. I know it must be very painful. Let me look at Dr. Smith's calendar. We're going to get you in as soon as possible. Just let you know, Dr. Smith has handled a lot of these kind of cases. He deals with fillings that have been in people's mouths for 5, 10, even 20 years. Just want to let you know, technology has really come a long way. We have new fillings that don't use mercury, don't use X, Y, and Z. You'll find that they're super easy to put in, and they will last you a very long time. And Dr. Smith has handled a lot of cases very similar to yours. Hold on 1 second. Then they go find the appointment. You know, I can get you in. We're pretty booked, but I can get you in Tuesday at 2 p.m. or at 4 p.m. Which one sounds good to you? The person will be very appreciative. They'll feel listened to. They'll be a lot less resistant to paying you because they know they're in for as good an experience as possible. No one likes to go to the dentist, but if you can make it a good experience and create this bond, it'll help tremendously in reducing price resistance. Third item, have you written a book on the top 3 or 5 or 7 reasons why people visit a dentist? And you know what they are. Could be tooth whitening. Could be a filling or a root canal or a cavity. Could be bridge work. could be porcelain veneers. I mean, could be braces, depending upon your practice. If you look at the patients you get, there's going to be some predominant reasons they come to visit you. Have you written a book, even a 40, 50-page book, on the top 3, 5, or 7 things that patients have the most problems with? If you have, and I highly encourage you to do so, and if you need help doing so, I'll tell you an opportunity to do that at the end of this podcast, which is very short. But here's what you can do. So if I call a dentist office and I get the normal spiel of, you know, insurance and, all right, we'll set up an appointment, fine. If I call your office and I go through the normal spiel, but I'm told by the admin the following, it's going to make a big difference. Just to let you know, all right, we got you set up for Tuesday at 2. By the way, Dr. Smith has recently written a book on, you know, fixing crowns, broken crowns, or, you know, cavities without pain, or fillings without pain, or tooth whitening, or whatever it is. It's on Amazon. It normally costs about $15. He's asked us to give it to all new patients for free. So what's your best email? What's your best physical address? I'll get it out to you. If you want to flip through it, take a look. I think it'll have some great info that'll help you out a lot. And what you'll hear from the patient is, wow, thanks. Okay, that's great. Yeah, here's my email or here's my address. Again, it'll reduce price resistance because you're creating that authority and that expertise. So these are 3 extremely powerful ways. There's a lot more to each of them, and there are more of them. But I just wanted to give you a taste of what is possible. So again, authoring your own book on the common problems patients have, training front office staff to have better scripts to build rapport. Third one is your website, making it mobile friendly, making it look professional and up to date. You do these 3 things, your practice will increase dramatically and improve. So if you need help implementing one or all of these things in your practice, or you have other things in mind, other goals, give us a call, 888-225-8594, or visit www.speakeasymarketinginc.com. Thank you so much. You've been listening to the Secrets of Dental Marketing podcast with Richard Jacobs of Speakeasy Marketing. Remember, no matter how fierce your local competition, great marketing will get you more patients and grow your dental practice. Call 888-967-4457 to schedule your complimentary practice growth strategy session, or email dentist@speakeasymarketinginc.com.